back, 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 back. I'm loving it.
We're back.
I was just sipping a little Diet Coke. You ever wonder what it's like to own and operate your own McDonald's?
All the time.
Excuse me, I'm sipping a Diet Coke.
Okay, yeah. Wait, Steve's in heaven. Hold on.
I know I have. And as part of the 1000 show on Monday, a couple of folks from McDonald's got together and they said, well, what is Steve like?
Yep.
I'm holding it, baby. The McDonald's Diet Coke.
Yep.
There is nothing better. I have the entire Funkhauser family here, and I'm not talking about Larry David's friends. I'm talking about actual Chicago Funkhausers. And Steve is here. Steve, you guys started your end of the McDonald's empire about 20 years ago, right?
Yes, 1999, July 13th.
And you were doing a completely separate business. You weren't even a businessman of sorts. You were working for somebody.
I was working for Chicago Park District for 23 years and also Commonwealth Edison, kind of doing two jobs at the same time, collecting whatever cash I could save. And my wife and I were deciding what kind of business we'd like to get into on our own.
Oh, so you were on board. Well, that's great, because I picture you going home to your wife going, honey, I have got to get out of the park. But if you're gonna go home and break news like that or have an idea like that, even if it's together, it's not like McDonald's wasn't a solid business model, right?
Right, exactly. That's kind of what we were looking at, because she's Italian, so she cooks all the time. She thought maybe we get in some kind of catering business or open our own restaurant, but we know the risk involved.
And they have a franchise template, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not turnkey. You guys work your butts off. I know that.
Oh, absolutely.
I've known a lot of operators through the years. And how many do you have?
We have six restaurants, all in Chicago.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Feeding Chicago. and they're located all over the city?
All over the city. We have one down in the Loop here near Millennium Park. And our first one was in Old Town, North and Wells. And the other four a little farther northwest from here. One actually across from Lane Tech on Addison.
Oh, that must kill.
We had our son out there this morning at 3:30 or 4 this morning putting up the W flag.
Yeah, there you go.
Go Cubbies.
There you go. The glamorous life of being the family that owns a joint. Get your butt out there and put the W flag up. Introduce the family.
Oh, I have my wife here, Rose, who after working 30 years decided to become a McDonald owner operator as well. So yeah. She went through the training.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed your retirement.
And then my daughter Gianna's here. She graduated from U of I a few years ago, and now
Ooh.
She's managing the restaurant on Addison. And my son Johnny just recently graduated from Denison in Granville, Ohio, and now he's working for Gianna. So obviously he gets all the worst shifts.
Well, I mean, once he's off probation, you'll probably give him a break, right?
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Yeah,
she let him come today.
But it's cool that you guys have been able to do this as a family. That's a great story.
That's something a lot of people don't know about McDonald's, because it is a family business. And with 14,000 restaurants in the U.S., 90% of them are owned by families. And here in Chicago, there's over 500 restaurants that are owned locally by families like ourselves all over Chicago.
So, Gianna, you went to school for what?
Leadership Transitions was my minor, and my major was Human Development.
This seems to kind of go with this, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, do you have a better appreciation for what Mom and Dad were going through as you were growing up, now that you're running one?
I do have a much better appreciation.
Right.
As a child, it was awesome, but I guess you don't really have any idea how much work it takes until you're actually in the restaurant.
Yeah, along with setting up the lives of other people. McDonald's doing a thing now. We haven't talked about this on the air, but the slogan, America's Best First Job, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that slogan. And you guys do that, right?
Absolutely. That was our kids' first job as well. They were in the lobby.
Well, it's not like they had a choice. Come on.
No, we did not have a choice.
Clean that toilet.
Get to work.
It's a great first job for anyone, though. I mean, it really teaches you how to be somewhere on time, how to work in a group setting. We offer great programs for tuition assistance. It's an amazing first job.
And there's a quality level, because McDonald's name is on the front door, that the kids have to work to a certain level or they're not going to be there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you tough boss?
We can ask Johnny that question.
He says, yeah.
He's nods yes.
Johnny dozed off again because he was putting up the flag at 3 a.m.
Yeah, he's a little tired.
The toughest boss is over in the corner over there.
Yeah, mom taking care of business.
That's right.
You were going to say?
I think we all have, you know, our favorite first memories of McDonald's, too. I mean, most of my friends from high school worked at Mickey D's, but I remember when we were kids, we would bike up to the I grew up in Orland Park in the South Suburbs. We'd bike up to McDonald's, and you can get a hamburger, small fry, and a small Coke. Maybe I'm dating myself, for less than a dollar. But that was our big afternoon. Yeah, we'd ride up to the McDonald's. And
I can tell you a story, too. And I'm 56 years old, so it's 1970.
Yeah.
I was 8. And I called the local radio station, and I won a hamburger.
Ooh.
One.
Ooh, yeah.
One hamburger.
Best day ever.
Probably, well, a quarter maybe then? 25 cents? 35 cents? I don't even know. So I'm not 10 years old. My brother and I and a cousin hitchhiked from our house to the radio station, and then we went to the only McDonald's in Ithaca, New York, in upstate New York, and we got my hamburger.
Oh, my God. You remember those days.
What a story. Yeah. Right?
I also remember that night when I got home, my father said, "How was your day?" And I said, "That was great. How was school?" "School was fine." "Really? Because the guy I work with saw you and Mickey and Johnny, my cousin Johnny, on Elmira Road," the name of the road on the way to the McDonald's.
Your thumbs up in the air.
Right. Don't lie to your parents, kids. No, they always know.
I can tell you when they first opened a McDonald's near where I grew up, and this was, I mean, my dad took us in a covered wagon.
Oh, right. On the pony.
But it was literally the 15-cent hamburgers. Yeah. It was the first one in town, and it was like the lines were out the door. It was great.
Amazing.
It is America's favorite restaurant. It always will be. But I love that first job hook, too. All right. When we come back, you're going to explain to me, Steve Funkhauser, this Uber Eats situation that's going on. Because I got to tell you, when I heard about it, I was going, hold on. You mean we can't even go get it ourselves now? You got to bring it to us? But I'm going to give you a chance to sell me on the idea.
Okay. We'll do it.
Mostly because Uber just delivered me a Diet Coke. So I'm all in. That's it. It's the Funkhauser family theme.
Yeah.
Mike's the best, isn't he?
Awesome.
Is this Parliament? These are my boys. Music of my people. George Clinton with a rainbow wig. I don't get any better than that. The Funkhauser family is here. They own and operate 6 McDonald's. Well, you brought a bunch of food in this morning. Was this all delivered by Uber?
Uber delivery. McDelivery with Uber Eats.
All right. McDelivery, Uber Eats. How does it work?
Well, all you have to do is get on your phone, pull it up, and
you why am I talking to you? You're the old guy. Explain to me, Gianna.
Get the millennial in here.
So Uber Eats is huge now. I mean, you could pretty much order from any restaurant around you within a 5-mile radius, and it's delivered to you sometimes in 10 minutes. I order to my apartment all the time. Yes,
okay,
even
so
though
now,
I'm there every day.
Now, here's the question, and I think this is important. The McDonald's fries have to be hot. They're the best fries.
Yes.
But they have to be hot.
They do.
The Diet Coke that I have every morning, okay, maybe twice a day, has to have, ice, and it can't be melting, to a degree. So how do you guarantee that when you're delivering? You got to count on Uber to get it done, right?
We do, and we count on Uber. It's a great partnership we have with Uber Eats. They get it done quickly, but also...
By the way, this is my new best friend. What's your name?
Maurice.
Maurice just hit his 1,000th Uber drive. How about a hand? 1,000th show. So, and McDonald's doesn't partner with just anybody, so there must have been some sort of testing going on, right? Ronald McDonald's waiting for food to be delivered?
Yeah, see how fast it could come. And also, I mean, as soon as we get the order, we always wait till the Uber driver is in the restaurant before we package the fries. The fries, our procedure is that the fries always go last. So that customer is getting the freshest fries you have in the restaurant. so that by the time it gets to the customer, they're still hot.
Why hasn't anybody else in the fast food business been able to figure out the fries like McDonald's?
Right?
I mean, it's good for you guys, obviously.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But it's not close. You have a theory?
Well, they just, sometimes you just get it right, and then they break the mold. In fourth grade, I wrote a poem about McDonald's french fries because they were my favorite food.
Do you remember it?
I did. It was in the local paper in our suburbs.
Do you remember it, or is it too long to do?
French fries are so yummy. French fries are so nice. I eat them on ice. It wasn't that great of a moment.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like Diet Coke, and I have one with you.
I think it's the salt. They use the right amount of salt, though.
It all works. All right, so a bunch of food came today. What do you got?
Well, we got the new buttermilk crispy chicken tenders.
I believe Andre
really
may have just tried one.
Sam and I were just sampling these.
What's the review?
They're delicious. They're crunchy on the outside, tender on the inside, just the right amount of spice too. Don't you think?
Yeah, and I don't want to. I'm a big nugget person as well, so those were good.
But that'll be on Nick's show.
Yeah, these are they're excellent.
To try with the new sauce.
The breading stays on them nicely. Yeah. I used barbecue, sweet and sour, sriracha, and honey mustard.
Yeah. What do you do, like a cocktail mix, or what are you doing there?
Mustard's fantastic.
And typical design queen Sandberg here, she goes, oh, look how perfectly the little sauce things fit in.
She's right, though. Look, the compartment comes, the nuggets go here, and then there's tiny little places where you can actually fit the sauce packets.
My friend Larry Long, who worked at McDonald's corporate, is a big shot forever, listening in Decatur. It would told me stories about the amount of work that goes into just figuring out the packaging.
Exactly. Because you could see how
they're
intricate
awesome.
That is. It's perfect.
And literally, they're spiced perfectly.
Did you try the new sauce? We've developed a signature sauce that goes with the tenders. It's a kind of tangy, sweet new sauce.
I'm on it.
You're on it. There you go.
And the other thing is, people don't realize because of the number of restaurants, and it, just for your family even, you're bringing an item, a menu item. You can't change it overnight because literally America's farmers have to produce enough of whatever to go through the supply chain to make sure it gets to you guys.
Or they'll wipe it out. Right.
So you have to know what's coming.
It's really good. Yeah, Mary's right. It almost tastes like the sauce for a Big Mac, but it has a little more of an orange taste to it.
It's fantastic,
isn't it?
You
can't tell us, can you? No, he's not going to tell.
It's a secret. It's called the signature sauce. Yeah.
It's almost like the secret of the Diet Coke that we don't tell you how great
that
is.
What is the secret?
Rose, can I tell them?
Yeah, come on, tell the secret.
It's really simple. It's cold carbonation for one.
Okay.
And it's a process that we keep everything cold from the minute it leaves the system in the back of our restaurant. It's cold carbonation. The syrup is chilled through a special tubing that runs all the way from the back of the restaurant through our drive-thru into our front counter.
But you got to get the mix right, don't you?
But the ratio is perfect. And Coke and McDonald's developed a ratio that you mix it perfectly with just the right amount of ice. So don't get it without ice because it's designed with ice.
Communist. Of course you don't get it without ice.
But it's really keeping it chilled through the line all the way from the back of the house to your cup.
Is there any proof to the cockamamie theory I saw about the thickness of the straw?
The straw. That's the one, too.
There
it's
is.
A little
there
bit
is.
Wider.
Yeah, it's a little bit wider than the average straw. It hits all your taste buds at one time.
Come on.
There you go.
It's true. You get more with every step.
Were we talking about that?
I made fun of Sandra.
You did make fun of her for that. She said the size of the straw.
I thought she was out of her mind. Yeah, I made fun of her.
So you like the Uber?
The Uber Eats idea is fabulous. Yeah, I'm in. I'm signing up. Just download the app and go.
It's easy. Just download Uber Eats app.
Okay.
And it's really quick.
We're at 400 stores now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
400. And we just rolled out about 30 more in the Will and Joliet area, Will County area. So now we're at 400 in our region here.
And the owner-operators like you guys is a family. Is six an average number? Or you have more than most? Or what is it?
No, it's about average right now. I think the average is about five or six restaurants.
So the idea is when McDonald's finds an owner-operator that's getting it done, they're more than willing to work with you on opening new locations.
Exactly.
But it takes a while to get in.
It took us a few years to get in, a lot of training. They're going through the training program now for a few more years, and we'll hopefully there's a succession plan here, and we leave a legacy behind.
You're not going to retire anytime soon.
No.
Rose won't let me.
So the spice in the signature sauce is what then?
It's
exactly,
kind of tangy and sweet. Yeah,
right.
It's good.
You're gonna pull it out.
And you guys are planning on opening up your own empire soon, competing with each other, battling McDonald's, brother and sister.
I
see a
we'll
mini series.
Oh. We're not battling.
That's good. It's great. It's a good story. I like you guys.
It's great. Thank you.
It's nice to have you in. Thanks for taking care of the staff.
Obviously. Oh, it's my pleasure.
Nice to meet you. Well, good story. And I love the fact that you're doing it as a family.
Well, congratulations to you on your 1,000th show. And we are so thrilled to have
fired
you part
by
of
Monday.
We're part of our McFamily now.
You're a good McFriend. Thank you very much. And nice to meet you. Congratulations,
nice to meet you
guys, on your success. And thanks for getting that flag up, too, dude. That was
It's a big move this morning. Good job.
Oh, yeah. And I'll get back to work.
Enough of taking care of Dad, because we know Mom's making the rules.
That's right.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Big story next, 720 WGN.